The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening. This is Coach Dwayne Risco sitting in for Pastor Ernie Sanders tonight as he's a little bit under the weather, and we'll talk about that later. I have a very special guest. Folks, you've heard him many a times. I've done shows with him years ago in the past. He's a walking encyclopedia of knowledge. God has really blessed this man, and I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. And before we get going, let me introduce my guest, none other than John McTernan. John, God bless you. Good to have you on the air tonight.
Well, thank you, Coach. I'm glad to be here. And we do want to bring Pastor Ernie up in prayer.
We will. Right after we come back from a song, I'm going to let you do that. Folks, you know I've had many special requests. Coach, the next time you're on the radio, you got to do this. So let's get it going. Come on, get on that train. All of you, from the East Coast to the Midwest to the West Coast, down to Florida, up to Alaska. Come on, get on this train with us tonight. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on the train, we're serving rotisserie chicken with mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans and broccoli, and hot rolls. For dessert, apple pie or blueberry pie, and we have plenty of hot coffee and herbal teas. And make sure you check out Pastor Sanders' favorite, the Mallory's Chocolate Cart, as it goes by. Now, before we get going, ladies and gentlemen, I always do a song to set the stage of the show. Every single one of you hearing my voice, this is the song you need.
We will all realize that he loves us. If we open our eyes,
open up our eyes.
When will the world see that we need Jesus? That's what Right, What Left Radio Ministry is all about with Pastor Ernie Sanders as we sit in tonight. That was sung by Petra and John. Listen to you and Joe Larson and Pastor Lassang. Phenomenal show, great inside information. And I know after the Bible study, you got a lot of good stuff you want to bring on the air. I got some stuff we can mix in. But why don't you go ahead and lead us in prayer for Pastor Ernie Sanders? Because after all, he is loved by so many people listening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did hurt his shoulder severely. And then I spoke to him today, and his knee was flaring up, swelling and flaring up, which may have been as a result of the accident. I'm sure it was a result.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been in tremendous pain, and that's why he can't do the show tonight. So let's go before the Lord and intercede for Pastor Ernie. Father, we thank you that we can come before you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, Pastor Ernie is indispensable, Lord. He is fearless. He proclaims the truth in your name. And Lord, we thank you for him. Now, he had that accident, and his shoulder and his knee are severely hurting, Lord. And we're asking that pain would, the swelling would come down, the pain would recede, and that he would be on the road to recovery. So encourage him, strengthen him, and again, we thank you for him in Jesus' name.
Amen. And folks, make sure before you go to bed, say another prayer. When you get up in the morning, say another prayer for him, along with John and Joe Larson and Randy and Lisa and the rest of the people here that keep the spinning dials, Craig, and even include me, Coach Dwayne. I've been with you guys for many years, and it's been a while since I've been here. And tonight's Bible study, we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 28. And John, I'm going to have you read the first 20 chapters. But folks, as you listen to this radio ministry, you just see that we've got transgenders. We've got homosexualities. We got drunkenness. We got churches closing down. We got breweries taking their place. Casinos going up. Gambling everywhere. Recreational drugs. Pedophilia running wild. Fornication. We have erection drugs ads on every TV program, every radio station. The world is going mad. And John, you have stated many a times before we get going, you have said on this radio program many a times that America was founded under geodition creation or Christianity, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
So founding as a Christian nation,
the left hates, they'll do anything to deny that America was founded on the principles of the Bible. Anything. In fact, Go ahead. We can talk about it later. Go ahead.
Sure. But what we were talking about, since America was a Christian nation, Jesus says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, right?
Amen.
We found it off as a Christian nation, and John Quincy Adams in his footnote says that the Constitution would no longer prevail if the moral fiber of America were destroyed, and we're seeing this. Now, we talk about, I have people, John, say all the time, Who are you to tell others what to do? It's a person's choice what he or she does with their body, not you telling what they can or cannot do. Really? We're the watchman on the tower. Us Christians are bold as lions. We're warning the people. So, John, when people talk about what's going on with pestilence in the city, record floods, record rain, there's no rain even falling in areas, grounds are becoming brazing, heat, pestilence, sicknesses. Let's read. So in chapter 28, read verses 1 through 20, then I'll pick up some after that.
Okay. Let me hang on here. Just let me get in place. All right, verses 1 through 20. Well, I know the first verses, about 15 verses, are about the blessing, mm-hmm. Coach, and then,
right.
then it switches over to the cursing.
Right.
So, all right, let's go with starting at verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, and thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be the basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face, and they shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in the storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And the Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn before thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by my name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, and the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of the cattle, and the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which thou swear unto thy fathers to give thee. And the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. The heaven shall give the rain unto the land, to thy land, and his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend to many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head, and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. And that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Well, Coach, that ends the blessing section of Deuteronomy 28.
Absolutely. And you see right there real quick how God said all these blessings. If you obey my commandments and do what I tell you, look how God puts his hand of protection upon a nation. These are his promises. God cannot lie, can he, John?
Oh, absolutely not. No.
And at one time, we were the lender. Now we are the borrower.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
now
you talked about rain in the due season.
Yeah.
Rain on the land. And the rain's being cut off now. All right, let me get into verse 15.
Okay.
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Cursed shall thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy land, and the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of the sheep. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke, and all that thou settest thy hand to do, until thou be destroyed, until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me.
The Lord shall make pestilence cleave unto thee, until he have consumed thee from off the land which thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew. And they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee till thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thy enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto the fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emerods, and with the scabs, and with the itch, whereof thou cannot be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart, and shall grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. I want to stop there so we can go back and talk about some of this. Look at America, ladies and gentlemen. Look at California. Look at Nevada. Look at Utah. Look at Washington. Look at the inner cities. Look at the destruction, the homeless that are on the streets where they're given needles and drugs, and they're desecrating on the streets, emptying themselves. There's no hope. They're walking around in madness, groping at the day. John, we see all this stuff that you read and I read coming before our eyes. At one time, we were a nation, we were a basket, we were a blessing upon the world. And now look at us because of our leaders and how we've embraced sin.
Yeah, I think it's the opposite. I think how we embraced sin.
Yeah.
And we got the leaders as a result of the sin.
Very good. Yeah. Look, John, I meet people that turn around and say, what's wrong with two men if they love each other and they have sex? It's homosexuality. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Obama and Biden are rebuilding Sodom and Gomorrah Part 2 before our eyes. They say, what's wrong with this? What's wrong with drag queens? We got people in the Senate, in the House of Representatives passing bills to lower the age of having sex with minors. John, what is going wrong in America?
Well, the church, I hate to say it, Coach, but it's the church. I got to say the truth.
Go for it.
I mean, Pastor Ernie is here day after day, week after week, month after month, putting out the truth. And on Fridays, I'm with him. And the church has lost the fear of God.
Yeah.
The church, for the most part. The most part, you know.
Yeah.
I'm speaking with a broad brush, but it's the most part. We've lost the holiness of God. We are like ancient Israel that didn't think God would judge them. We are, you know, we're from Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the covenants and all. And here they are worshiping Moloch and Baal and sacrificing their children. And they couldn't believe God judged them, although we just read it in the Word what would happen.
Yeah.
And the Word says that any nation goes down the road of Sodom and Gomorrah, go over and get the scripture there in Jude 7 and 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. What God says, if you act like Sodom and Gomorrah, I'm going to judge you like Sodom and Gomorrah. So where is the uprising in our politicians, and where is the uprising from the pulpits about them literally sexually mutilating little children, little confused children that can be, and youngsters that can be easily impressed. Now the fad, it's like a fad to take little boys and make them girls, and little girls and mutilate them and make them, try and make them boys. This is like destroying. God created us male and female, and now they want to destroy that.
Here's how
we're exposing, like you said, the children to drag queens. Where is this coming from? Where it's like we're being consumed. It's like we're being turned into Sodom and Gomorrah. Little 8-year olds with drag queens.
They kicked God out of the Democratic Party. They brought in the devil. They kicked prayer out of school. They kicked the Bible out of the workplace. They removed crosses from all the churches. They removed churches from the inner city, sent them out in the suburbs so they didn't have to hear about God. They have abortion to kill God's unborn children. We embrace homosexuality. They parade this filth and this sex perversion in the streets. Transgender demonic mutilation, Dr. Frankenstein, devils in the pharmacies, and then this surgeries of changing sex for the little kids, narcotic drugs for everything. Nobody talks about nutrition, fornication on TV, erection drugs on every channel. We've just turned around and said, you know what? We don't want your God of the Bible. We'll take a God and worship him if he'll allow us to do these things. That's the one we want. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time that we stand up because judgment's coming. The rapture's not too far away. The man of sin, the mark of the beast is ready to come. We got transhumans. We got all these microchips in people's brains making a generation of transhumans coming. We'll talk about that later as John gets into some of his stuff. It's all adding up, John. We are in the last days. It's like that train is pulling out and there's somebody hollering, all aboard, all aboard. You better start reading your Bible. You better start turning that TV off. You better start praying in front of your children. You better start warning. There's a hell. There's a judgment. There's a lake of fire. My God, people, we need Jesus more than ever.
Amen. I mean, I couldn't say it better. Yeah, we do. I mean, it's right in front of us. God's judgments are all around us. And yet somehow, you know, I can go to church, this church, that church, this other church. I don't see people crying out to the Lord, have mercy on us. Send a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We repent of all this. It's like people don't like it generally. But there's no like fire in the belly to cry out to the Lord. And folks, let me turn quickly to Jude chapter. Well, it's actually chapter 1, verse 7. There's only one chapter. And here's what it says. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. They're an example, folks.
Yeah.
What you know, Coach, we've come to, I think, one of the most grievous sins America has committed against the Lord is June 26, 2014, when the Supreme Court of Sin recognized, quote, homosexual marriage.
Amen. Amen.
What an offense to God. What an offense. He created the institution of marriage before man fell in sin. Marriage was in Genesis 2, and the sin wasn't until Genesis 3. This is his institution, and there's a reason for it, and that's to have children. And that's the basis of society, is children. So in history, when you read that case, that Supreme Court case, they acknowledge in history there was no homosexual sin. Homosexual marriage. Even in Rome, at its worst, they didn't recognize it. Greece, at its worst, didn't recognize it. You've got to go back to the days of Noah. Maybe they were doing it in Sodom and Gomorrah. It didn't say that it taking place there, although there was, you know, tremendous homosexuality. But definitely in the days of Noah, because the Bible says as the days of Noah were, so also should the coming of the Son of Man be.
And we're seeing that.
So it opened up the floodgates of hell to America. Satan's got a legal right to, because we made homosexual, quote, marriage legal. It's a legal right. So there's all sorts of stuff that flows with it. And going after the children and the whole homosexual agenda that we see now and all the legal rights that flows from that decision. But where is the church in this? Is the church repenting before the Lord of this grievous, grievous offense to him?
John, we'll pick this right up because I don't want you to let go of this point, but it just ties in what we were talking about this next song at the bottom of the hour, folks. I'm telling you right now, for those of you who are backslidden, those of you who don't know Jesus, but you've heard about the mark of the beast, you've heard about the Antichrist, you've heard that there's a lake of fire, and you're not sure, well, I'll tell you what, it's right at our door. You're at the fork in the road. This song is going to prepare you for what's coming.
The storm on the rise, look around, you can't deny, this is the hour of heaven's time. Armies gather in the east for the war that's soon to come. Death will march with the mark of the beast. So seek the light and walk with the sun. Soon we'll see his wrath come down, and the Lord descending from the sky. When you hear the trumpet sound, God has answered Jerusalem's cry. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in the last days. This is Dwayne Risco, known as Coach Dwayne, sitting in for Pastor Ernie Sanders. You're listening to What's Right, What's Left with my special guest, John McTernan. And yes, folks, we are living in the last days. There's only going to be one thing that's going to matter to you in this world. Not your political status, not how much money you have in a bank, not what you own, not where you live, not what you wear, not what you drive. Whether you're poor, whether you're rich, whether you're black or white, yellow, it makes no difference. Whether you can read or write, whether you're here illegally or not, but you're hearing my voice tonight. Jesus Christ is the only thing that's going to matter in this world. Jesus Christ changes the heart of those of the House of Representatives. Jesus Christ changes the heart of the judges, of the presidents, of the senators. Jesus Christ is the only thing that's going to matter. And if you don't know him, you better hurry up and learn all you can about our God, our Savior, who died and shed his blood to wash your sins away so you don't have to burn in hell. John, where you left off, we are living in Sodom and Gomorrah, part two, and our little children are being raped.
These are hard words you're saying, but it's true, and we got to face this. And God is God Almighty. He's holy. He's merciful, but his mercy has a limit. And we know, the Bible tells us, look at Sodom and Gomorrah. I have another scripture, and that's from 2 Peter. If you notice, Coach, in the Bible, God always has two witnesses. There's always, like he said, he will destroy any nation. He establishes word by two or three witnesses.
Great point. Yeah.
So I shared with you Jude, verse 7. Now let's look at 2 Peter 2, 6. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow. Now listen to this. Making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly.
Wow.
We're committing sin that hasn't been done since the days of Noah. This was grievous to the Lord, what the Supreme Court did, and made homosexuality equivalent to his marriage that he ordained between a man and a woman. Now, folks, if we don't get like a godly fear in us, there's something wrong. We have to really look at ourselves.
Amen.
And say the word says if we commit the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah, which this nation is, it's fast happening. I mean, fast. That he, it's an example. And what did he do? He destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah with a black blast of heaven. It's called sulfur, fire and sulfur. So I want to just show you, Coach, to show you what's going on. Now, this is coming directly from my blog. And if anybody is interested in my blog, I post tremendous articles just about every day. You go to mct911.com. That will take you directly to my blog. I made it real easy. mct911.com. And I have one blog with four subtitles under it. One is Wars and Rumors of Wars. That's what I'm going to speak about now. Critical events that are taking place. Critical medical. I'll keep you on the cutting edge of medical information. And the last one is the 666 surveillance system, how this whole world is being right now. It's all coming online, Coach. You notice how it's coinciding with everything that's happening?
Absolutely, 100%, brother.
Yeah, everything. Everything is digital. And the next thing they want to do, Biden's going to force it on it. They want to take away the paper currency and give us a digital currency, and they'll control everything we do.
Now, you got it.
This just happened. The Russians have a special submarine that came online just recently. It's huge, and it carries what they call doomsday weapons. And they want to fire gigantic megaton nuclear weapons. And one of the things they plan on doing is firing off the coast of the United States. So they can fire a couple of these massive nuclear bombs from Florida up to Maine and inundate the whole coastline of the United States. I hear things from 1,000 feet tidal surge coming in miles inland to, you know, hundreds of feet. I don't know what it is.
Would that knock out the grids too?
No, this would be underwater.
Okay.
This will be sending a tidal wave
okay.
right across the United. That's real. That's not, I'm making that up. Now, just yesterday, here's the headline. Russian submarine carrying doomsday weapon disappears from harbor. They don't know. It was in the harbor of in Russia, and now it's gone. Russia, Putin's moving his these missiles now. He's moving them to the front, the nuclear tip missiles. He's moving them to the front against Ukraine. I'm not a fan of Putin. I'm not a fan of Zelensky in Ukraine. I mean, they're both bad guys, and you know, I can spend a lot of time explaining about the Ukrainians and what their leader has done.
Yeah, one's a bear and one's a Nazi.
Well, yeah, one is the New World Order puppet.
Yeah.
He, Zelensky's from the New World Order. He's spoken with Klaus Schwab.
Yeah.
And he loves Trudeau from Canada. He wants the Ukraine to look like what Trudeau is doing in Canada.
He's part of BlackRock, right?
I don't know.
I would say if he's involved in that, he's got to be, because everything you trace back goes to BlackRock.
All I know is Soros is the one who funded his election.
Wow.
And he's a disciple of Klaus Schwab.
Wow.
So I can't get behind him, and I'm certainly not getting behind Putin.
Right.
I mean, Putin's a bad guy. Every political opponent dies. They die.
Yeah.
I call it Putin's side. And then Putin's backing Iran, which is the number one terrorist nation in the world, and their whole goal is to destroy Israel. He's backing Syria, Hezbollah, and now Hamas. He's got direct contact with Hamas. He's a bad guy. But he is – this is how I liken this, Coach. Israel thought that they were chosen of God, which they were, and that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was there. The covenant was made with them. And they were the descendants, ancient Israel. This is ancient Israel.
Okay.
And they were sacrificing their children.
Unbelievable.
They were doing everything that we're doing today, they were doing. And God, you just read Deuteronomy 28.
Yeah.
About if they do those things, what's going to happen? They didn't believe they were going to be judged. We are descendants from Abraham, and they were doing all this sin. And what happened? God raised up a pagan king, Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian. They came in, they completely destroyed Israel, Jerusalem, killed almost all the Jews, and took the survivors back to Babylon. They obliterated ancient Israel. Now, I kind of think that we think, well, we're Americans, and you know, we're the good guys, and we've been, you know, we go back to 1776 and the Revolution and all the great things the Lord did with America, with the gospel, and all tremendous things. But we turned like ancient Israel did.
We did.
And God says, if you do these things, I'm going to do this. And he did exactly to ancient Israel as he said he was going to do. He says, folks, he will judge any nation that goes down the road of Sodom and Gomorrah. They will get judged like Sodom and Gomorrah. So Putin has these nuclear missiles. Last Friday, he gave a speech. He said that they're going to defend their provinces. They claim these provinces in Iraq, excuse me, in Ukraine. He's moving his nuclear weapons systems like online now. The submarine that could obliterate the east coast of the United States, it disappeared. And it's got these massive nuclear weapons it fires. Its job is to fire underwater off the coast and send a gigantic tsunami inland, and it'll be radioactive from the water. It would destroy the whole East Coast. So, folks, we are in perilous times.
Yes, we are.
And no let up with Joe Biden and the whole hard left. These woke. There's no let up with them. They are going to turn us into Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what they want to do. That's in them, because they are wicked. Their minds, they are reprobate minds. They're against God. But God's word is clear what will happen if we go down that road, Coach.
And John, we've seen it, because if we look at all the disasters, the news even hides it. I got to go on YouTube and go to special places to find out all the locusts around the globe that are eating crops, the caterpillars. I'm watching boulders the size, half the size of front semis, just wiping villages out. I'm watching riots and looting all over the globe, not just back in 2020 here in the United States, but if we just looked at the United States, look at all the inner cities, their cesspools. What other country would have Democratic-run cities, Democratic governors, reprobate minds sitting there telling police and the National Guard, stand down, let them loot, let them destroy, let them steal, let them do all this stuff and destroy inner cities? Those are demon-possessed fools.
You're right, Coach. Everything you said, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, I mean, the Democrats, it was all Democrats.
Yeah,
they all tied the hands of the police, the National Guard, President Trump, because he can't move unless the governors request him. And they let the cities burn. They let I don't know how many policemen were killed and other people were killed. They even burned. They went into Washington and they burned that church like right across from the White House.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
They were attacking people. They took over. They actually took over parts of cities. They took it over.
Police stations.
Police stations, yeah. And the police had to run from them because the government wasn't backing them up. The government was not backing up the cities, and the governors were not backing up the police. They created chaos, and it's gotten worse since.
That's Marxism, communism, Obama's march. This is all Obama's marching orders. I listen to you all the time when you come on. A lot of times you're on Friday nights. You sharpen me up. You lift me up. We strengthen one another. You know, the righteous are bold as lions. I hear Pastor Sanders. I hear Joe Larson. I hear Randy. I hear you. I hear his other guests. I deal with Pastor Parks, Pastor Mark Valeni, my wonderful pastor. We're warning the congregation. Look at America. We are so ready for the Antichrist. We got people that are in government that are off their nut. They can't tell right from wrong. They don't know who the hell they are. They male, they're female, they're it. They don't know. I watch videos of parents that are in their 20s with a little one-year-old and a three-year-old, and they look in the camera and they say, "We're going to let our children choose what gender they want to be." Are you kidding me, John?
If God is turning them over to a delusion. And the ultimate delusion is they're being prepared now. They're denying God's word. They're in delusion. And the ultimate delusion is going to be the man of sin, the beast,
yes,
the Antichrist. And they're going to fall. Their minds can't see truth now. They can't. And they will end up seeing the man of sin as their savior, as their hero. They will give their life to him, receive the mark of the beast, and worship him. Well, these people, when you just described, they're being prepared.
Yes.
They're living in delusions. They can't recognize them from a lie.
You a couple of weeks ago were talking about how they're mocking God and how they're making fun out of the Bible and God. And it brought me, when I was at home listening to you guys talk about that stuff, it's like, yeah, I deal with the same thing. And it's like these people, they want to debate on the Bible. They ask questions, but they're the smart you-know-whats. They never read the Bible. They never go to church. They don't know the difference between denominations and the true plan of salvation. But they want to challenge you. How dare you, McTernan, tell me that my daughter's a lesbian and she's going to hell? How dare you, Coach Dwayne Risco, tell me that if I smoke dope, that's a sin against God, that I'm messing with sorry? They're at this point where they don't know the Bible, but yet they want to challenge you and tell you, we don't believe it. That's a book that man wrote. Oh, really? But you'll believe a book that some idiot by the name of Darwin wrote that'll be in all the universities. You'll believe that book, but you won't believe the Bible?
Well, look at it this way. If you can't tell what a woman is, do you notice that?
Yeah.
they kind of leave men alone. Now, I don't hear them saying define a man, but they just say define a woman.
I know what a woman is.
I know. I mean, you can look at it down in genetics. You know, the women, females, have a different genetic structure than a man.
Right. The plumbing's different.
But they think that some man, if he thinks he's a woman, therefore he's a woman.
You're off their nut.
This is, yes. See, but now listen to this here from Romans chapter 1. It says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. See, they knew God, but became vain in their imagination. That word vain is really like empty and idolatrous. They started to worship themselves. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And then there's a progression down. And it said in verse 24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, now through the lusts of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And then it says, for this cause God gave them up to vile affections, and even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving natural use of the woman, burned in their lust. That's what homosexuality is, folks.
Yes.
Same with the Bible says. There's a love that God gives between a man and a woman. Now, that can be lust, too. That can be lust.
Right.
But they burn in their lust one towards another, men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of the error which was met. And here we go. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind.
Kapow.
To do those things
yeah.
which are not convenient or not right.
Yeah.
And then it lists a whole bunch of things which comes from a reprobate mind. But do you notice that the homosexuality, when it was given over to homosexuality, they didn't want God in their mind.
No.
And so God judges them. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. So what we see happening here, Coach, this is sad, but these people are under God's judgment. They have no idea of it. They don't want God in their mind. They hate him. They want to live in lust. So God says, okay, what I'm going to do now is give you over to a reprobate mind. They've been judged.
And at the same time, they're trying to silence all the churches. You know, when they first come out, quit beating us up. We're coming out of the closet. We just want to be accepted. Leave us alone. Okay, so everybody left them alone. Now, we want you to marry us. No, we don't want to marry. No, our Christian church is the true one. We're not going to marry you. Oh, then we want to take you to court. We want to put you in jail. We want you to pay $20,000 to $100,000 fine. Now they go a step farther. We're normal. We're just like you. No, you're not normal. You're not just like me. I don't play tonsil hockey. I don't play those games. I fear God. I know God gave me a desire for a woman. I've repented of all my sins. I've turned from my evil, wicked ways of the way Dwayne used to live. And so should you. Can a homosexual get saved? Absolutely. God can save everyone. But John, here's what they're doing now. Now, they says, we got to go farther. Like you said, we got to get rid of God because we hate him, because God's exposing our sin. So we got to get kindergartens now. We've got to teach kindergartens, first graders, third graders, how to masturbate. That's sick in the head. That's right from the devil himself.
Like I said, they are grooming young children. And we threw God out of the schools in 1962. The word was thrown out in 62, and in 63, prayer was thrown out of it. And then progressively, God was thrown out of all the institutions in America.
Yep.
So now the devil owns the school, because we don't want, we as a nation, because the church didn't say anything, the devil is in the hallways of the schools. And we're having this stuff that you just described happening in the schools to the kids, because the Lord was thrown out in 1962-63. And most people today have little knowledge of that, unless they listen to Pastor Ernie's show. But it happened, you know, what was that, 40, 60 years ago. So how does that affect today? Well, it's a progression. The Lord was, when I was a kid, I graduated in 1966 from high school. Best schools in the world were in America.
Yeah.
The best. And the best high schools and the best schools of the schools, as I understand, was California. I had tremendous schools in California. And in 1963, we threw the Lord out of our schools And since then, it's been a progression down to where it is now.
You're right, John. If you, I tell you what, folks, if any of you's out there, you think that we're stretching the imagination, just go where the school buses are and watch the kids come out. They've got gothic, black, all purple, green, yellow, fluorescent hair. They wear pajamas, shorts. When I was in school, we had dress codes. We couldn't walk around like it's Sunday morning, Saturday morning cartoons. It wasn't like you were getting dressed to go play combat, worship Marilyn Manson and the devil. Now it's anything goes. But let a kid come in with a Bible verse on his shirt or her shirt. They get sent to the office. You got to turn it inside out or you're out of school.
Well, that tells you who's in control of the schools. Coach, when I, again, going back to the mid-1960s, when I was in school, the big thing, there was maybe two or three kids that were smoking dope. And that was it. There was no cocaine, no any of the other drugs, no marijuana in the boys' room. And the big thing was drinking beer.
Yeah.
That was when I went to school. Now, I went to a country school, and there was, on any given day during hunting season, there could be 6, 8, 10 cars in the parking lot with shotguns in them.
I had mine.
Yeah, and the kids would hunt before school, and then they would hunt after school.
Yeah.
They would have hunting knives on them. And I remember one kid, he came into school with a hunting knife, and the coach said, the teacher said, please put that in the trunk of your car. Go put it. They'd have SWAT teams today.
Yeah.
No one was afraid. We wouldn't even think of a gun being used in school. None of that. And look how radically we've changed.
You know why, John?
In my lifetime.
Here's why. Back then, the church's parking lots were full. Now the golf course lots are full and the soccer courts are full. Back then, people went to church. They actually prayed at the dinner table. They actually read the Bible at times. Now everybody's playing with their phones. They ain't got time for the Bible. They're out looking for pleasure, parties, booze. Got to get your lottery tickets. Got to stock up on your booze. Hey, got to watch the porn. Hey, you got to lust. You got to have greed. You got liars and swindlers and backbiters. Like you said at the beginning of the show, so there's no fear of God. Well, I tell you what, John McTiernan fears God, Ernie Sanders fears God, Dwayne Riscoe fears God, Pastor Parks fears God, Joe Larson, Hal Larson fears God, Randy. There, and folks, there's a lot of you listening today. That's why you listen to What's Right. You support this radio ministry. You fear God. You want the truth, and you want eternal life. We got 1 minute to the top of the hour. Folks, don't go nowhere. John's got some good reports. I'm going to talk a little bit also about this AI, transhuman, Klaus Schwab, mandatory chips in your brain, part of 666, Revelation chapter 13. John's got some great stuff. Folks, before we get to the top of the hour, once again, this ain't about John McTiernan. God bless him, man. I love the guy. It ain't about me, Dwayne Riscoe from the great state of Ohio. It's about Jesus. It's about your soul, where you're going to spend eternity. Your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa, your aunt, your uncle, nieces and nephew, your family, your neighbors, your friends. Do they know Jesus? Because if not, folks, you're going to heaven or you're going to hell. There is no two other places. Stick around. We got a song at the top of the hour, and we got some heavy hitting, and we also got some good hope for you.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.